Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from my little cabin out in the woods, and I'll tell you what, it's a little chilly right here this morning, so I've got a fire going in the old wood stove and trying to stay warm while I have the opportunity to visit with all you folks, drinking some coffee, listening to Western Swing and other things. Like I say every week, what a way to start the weekend off on a positive note, you know, literally. Let's talk about turkey hunting today. Turkey season, regardless of whether you're in Kansas, Oklahoma, up in the panhandle of Texas, southern Nebraska, where eastern Colorado, wherever you are right now listening, if you're a turkey hunter, your mind is already fast forwarded about a month, and you're making plans for that first turkey hunt. You know, I've hunted turkeys since the first seasons. I mean, I remember back in the 70s when there were pretty good numbers of real grand turkeys in certain areas, but Texas has undergone a major stocking program, not only of the Rio Grande in different areas, reintroducing them back into where they used to be, but, you know, the eastern turkey the more damp eastern Texas counties. That's where, you know, eastern turkey is a woodland bird. And I've only taken one. I've had the opportunity to shoot some smaller jakes, eastern birds, but up in northeast Texas, Red River County was the first county in Texas that reintroduced the eastern turkey. And to my way of thinking, there's more eastern birds there than anywhere. But regardless of where you're hunting them, the plains of, you know, gosh, I've had some good hunts up in Kansas, too. The main thing, I don't think there's any textbook equation for turkey to be successful turkey hunting any more than it is for always catching a limit of largemouth bass or crappie. You know, but the thing about turkey hunting is when it's hot, when those birds are coming to a call, to my way of thinking, there is nothing in the outdoors that's any more exciting than first hitting that old hen yelp way off in the woods. You hear that old gobbler sound off. He may be 300 yards away. And then you wait about, you know, a minute or two and call back with that hen call and hear him sound off. He's stopping and strutting and gobbling every time you hear him stop. And then other times when you're turkey hunting, and all you experienced turkey hunters, I know you're going to agree with me, you'll call, and then you put that call down and just set. And that old gobbler may wind up just standing right there in front of you without making a sound. So learning when to call, I think, is real important. If you can get an old gobbler to sound off with a shock call, a crow call, or an owl call, you've all heard the whoo-whoo-whoo-whoo, you know, the old, you know, barred owl call out there to get him to sound off, well, then the odds are really stacked in your favor, and the adrenaline level goes up quickly there. But getting in an area with turkeys, scouting, I guess, is maybe as important turkey hunting as anything. Turkeys do frequent certain areas. I mean, in the winter, they get down in the bottoms and then they spend most of their winter roost trees down in sheltered areas. But up when the springtime, by the time turkey season opens, they start moving out and getting up in the higher elevations, the meadows and fields, and the hens start building nests. And, you know, the breeding season is upon them. So turkey hunting requires a little planning. So right now, to make ready for it, I'm getting out and doing some calling, chalking up my old box calls and getting my gear together, making a plan. And I'm planning to do a little hunting up in Oklahoma and a bunch of hunting here in Texas this year for turkey season. So hopefully you can do the same. We are just about out of time, folks. I think it's about time to get back to Western Swing and other things and enjoy some of that awesome music. What do you say? Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.